This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our Berrien County Student Athlete of the Week is Cody Palgin of Coloma High School Football. Cody helped lead the Comets to a 24-16 win over Waterville. In that win, Cody with 9 receptions for 129 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also had an interception on the last series of the game that could have been a potential game-tying drive for Waterville. So it was a nice night for Cody, nice night for the Comets. Comets, congratulations.
Thank you.
I mentioned the 9 receptions, 129 yards, 2 touchdowns. Before we get into the touchdowns, anything in particular that was working between you and Drew with those 9 receptions?
It was really that we ran routes right, and it was the good timing on the balls that Drew threw, and it just made it work.
Those 2 touchdowns, key ones, too. Your first one, I think, tied the game, and then your second one was the game-winning touchdown. Do you remember much of either one of those plays?
I just remember a coach calling saying bazooka, which is it's a backside play, and he's like, throw it to Cody because it was open across the middle, and it was just a touchdown before half.
Were there any instances you're in the huddle and go, throw it to me? I got this.
Yeah, there was. It was actually, it was a few plays before a coach called the game winning touchdown. It was that I told Drew, I'm like, is it a pass play? Are we gonna throw it to me? I mean, I can beat him deep. We can score this. We can win this game, right?
Maybe talk a little bit about that last touchdown. I mean, touchdowns are always big, but when they come and it winds up being a game winning touchdown against a big rival, talk about that play.
Yeah, it was more just like we had the play come in and he was like, You're throwing it to Cody. Cody, run this play. And he was like, it's a hitch and go. And I was like, all right. So Drew was like, we're going to score on this. And I'm like, all right. So he went, and I made the defender come back in and then just ran it straight. And Drew threw an awesome ball, and it was a touchdown.
On the defensive side, I mentioned you had the interception. It was Waterville's last drive of the game. You're in the end zone, closing minute of the game to seal the win. What were your thoughts, number one, as the play is coming your way and the pass is coming your way?
I was just that, don't let them score. Do not let them score. And then he threw up that last ball, and it was just, I seen it, and I ran, and I dove at it and picked it off for them, for us to seal the win.
Kids dream of situations like that, a big play to win a game against an arch rival. Do you remember the feeling afterwards when you picked that off?
It was just like, oh, my gosh, we just beat them. We beat them here on our last home game of the season. It was crazy.
Your coach is Joe Stevens. Man, when you need a big play, Cody seems to be the guy you have to go to on both sides of the ball. Man, what a performance in this win against Waterville.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's been for us this year. We've got a lot of guys that are making plays, but it feels like when it's third and long, second and long, and we're behind the chains, it's not about some sort of play that I call. It's, Cody goes out and is a guy that Drew can just go throw it up to, and he goes makes a play for us.
What was your reaction with the interception in the end zone?
Before the play, we called a timeout because we saw what they lined up in, and all the kids were really set on. They thought it was going to be a toss pass, and that's what it ended up being. And the kids executed it really well. There was a one-man route, and we double-teamed it in the end zone. We put good pressure on the halfback that was throwing it, and he let it up for grabs, and Cody's a guy that can just go get us a ball.
This could be a tough question. Where is Cody most valuable on the side of the ball, the offensive side or the defensive side?
I think it depends on who we're playing.
Okay.
For sure. He's pretty valuable on the offensive side of the ball. So the week in, week out, it's the offensive side.
Cody, what side of the ball do you feel most comfortable on, the offensive side or the defensive side? Is that a tough one, too?
Yeah, that is kind of a tough one. I'd probably say the offensive side. I mean, that's just where I just know I can go up and get a ball and, try to score for it.
This is your senior year. Any particular goals you set for yourself or team goals coming into the season?
Get a playoff win. That's what it is. And then for me, it's really I want 500 yards receiving on the year and then 10 touchdowns.
Now, I mentioned you being a senior. Are you tossing around any plans yet for after graduation, what you might be looking to do?
Not really. I mean, I'm just looking to graduate and then go to college, really.
Awesome. Outside of football, any other sports you're involved with?
Just baseball. I play on the varsity team for baseball in the spring.
Okay. Is there one that you point to that it seems to be a primary sport, one you've been playing more than the other, baseball or football?
I'd probably be football. I've been playing football since, farther back than I can remember. And I just started baseball in my freshman year.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, congratulations on the game, the season so far, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right. Cody Palgin of Coloma High School Football is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, WSJM Sports.